As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Maybe you can help me walk through this. So the property that the county owns downtown that perhaps is not going to quote-unquote be used in the future convention center development, that would be maybe for a new jail. Then what did we buy out at Fullerton Pike, those 80-something acres? I'm getting confused.
Right. Okay. Well, it was the first I'd heard her mention that anything about the jail having to do with the convention center, but I was not surprised. The purchase of the property out on Fullerton Pike is subject to the city, because remember, it's city property now, they annex that. It's subject to city planning, giving county the right zoning that we're going to need to be able to do what we want to do. So what I'm hearing at from the commissioners, now this is not the way they said it, but what I'm interpreting it to be, we're not going to hand over this property until you give us what we want on zoning up there on Fullerton Pike. I'm just saying.
Maybe. Oh, sure. I'm just following. I'm listening intently, trying to figure out how this game of chess or checkers or backhammon or whatever it is, the game of life, spin the wheel, move the little car, put the little pegs in it, how this works itself out. So we didn't know that before this meeting. That's why I think we have to have more meetings. Are we connecting more dots here?
Well, it did appear that they're talking about, well, they'll have more meetings. They don't have the appraisals back yet on the property of the convention center and the surrounding properties, and yet they were questioned about remember, I don't have this verbatim. I'm just trying to take a note about really the value of it, since the taxpayers had already been paid for with tax dollars, and it was turned over from one unit to another. What would it matter what the value was? And I thought, well, it could matter, because after all, the property does belong to the county and not to the city. And so I doubt that the city would hand over property that belongs to the city over to the county and say, oh, you know, we want to be good, Mr. Good Guys. I don't know. But that'll all be up for lawyers and, you know, people getting a much higher pay rank than I am to figure out how all that should work out. But certainly I think that there's great reluctance by all three county commissioners to turn over the property without knowing the value and without making sure that the county has coverage. One of the things that one of the commissioners said was they were concerned about the operational costs. You know, that's covered under the innkeeper's tax, and as well as the management.
Why would they need to be concerned about that if the city wants to take on this project?
Because she pretty much said that the county has put many, many years of making sure that the property was managed well and managed by operated by people that there was a great deal of faith in, and that there would be no guarantee that that would still be the case. In other words, where does Talisha Kopic and her group, where would she be? Would their group be covered? That's what it sounded like to me. And I think those are things that could be worked out sitting around the table. But remember, at the CIB, the reason why, if I'm remembering right at the end, before the whole COVID thing hit, there was a couple of sticky points, one of which was that the commissioners did not want to hand over the ground to the south of the convention center that was not going to be a part of the planned projection of growth for the convention center. And I'm remembering this from, what, 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
And the other one was there was appointments to be made to the CIB, and who would have control of those appointments, and who would have, if they switched off and said, well, one year one group would have more appointments, the next year the other one would have more appointments, it would be whoever had the first year controlling vote who would really control this moving forward, seems to me. So I expect that was where the sticky point was then. And if it was then, it still would be today. So I don't know whether they'll flip a coin or what will happen. But I did hear from Penny Gethin's county commissioner, who was right away talking about, well, you know, climate change and automobile traffic and whatever, and which I don't remember hearing her talk about that before, but that was something that she discussed. And so it did not feel clear to me that they were saying, let's make this work, let's all get on board and move this forward.
Yeah,
I know that's not what you wanted to hear, but
no,
to tell you what I heard.
I'm here for, I didn't listen, so I have to get my news somewhere, and you are delivering me my news, and that's why people tune in every Wednesday to hear County Councilwoman Marty Hogg. My opinion means nothing in any of this. I'm trying to figure out why. It sounds like the big game. It's just like you mentioned. It's the big game of life. If you want this to work, then we want this to work in our favor. And this, when we're going to get this out of this, because that's what power is. That's what power plays are about. And we have an election in November as well. And I think that'll be another interesting part of what the people feel. Because that's the only way they can express their feelings besides writing emails or posting on Facebook is going to the ballot box. So everybody's got their name on this. Everybody who is up for election has their name on it. So those positions better be made clear by November.
Well, that as well as the city, because after all, it's the city's elections are really right around the corner. So people are already figuring out where they're going to be sitting at during that time and what their goal is. And so we have to look at both the city and the county as to the direction that they're going. Now, one of the things I did write down initials next to some of these comments, Commissioner Thomas was talking about economic advice and how it should be looking at the direction for economic development and whether or not the jobs and the money put into this would relate to the kind of job price tag that we want here as far as payment. Now we know that there are some that are saying this is only going to create lower income jobs, service people working downtown, the restaurants or so forth. And then there are others that say, well, no, if we have these conventions and we bring in people from out, you know, further areas coming to Monroe County, they might decide they want to move their companies here and bring in higher
paying jobs. It's all of the above, absolutely.
Right. So it will be a conglomeration of all of that together. Commissioner or County Council member Cheryl Muffins was talking about the fact that that had been used as a civic center and that it would be, you know, useful for to be used as a civic center, a portion of it. If you remember, there were supposed to be so many square feet for a civic center, that right now it looks like 70% of the business that goes into the convention center is local business. And when I say local, I'm sure what they mean is local surrounding counties.
Oh, sure.
Probably right. So those are things that were discussed. It appeared to me that Councilmember McKim is really open to hearing any way that people can get together and say, let's move forward. Susan Sandberg was still looking at all of the numbers and saying, why wouldn't a CID work? It might not take the mayor's, shouldn't say this, but does it take the mayor's approval for it to be a CID? I'd have to go back and look at the legal recommendation there of who all has to sign off. I think, though, the mayor might have to because it has so many city appointments, if I'm remembering, and I thought those were executive appointments for the CIB. But, boy, you know, I have that with legal documents I studied 4 years ago. So those are all questions. That's why I wanted to get – remember I said I'd like to see that sheet said here's what we have to do. Here's who has to act first, second, third, and fourth. And so that we could see where we were on the list. We don't have that, of course. So
onward we go. Did they?
I do know they did go ahead and order the appraisals, as I told you last week, but those appraisals are not back in yet.
How long does an appraisal take, Marty? I don't know how that process works.
Well, one would have thought if they really were all over getting it done, it would have been done by now. I shouldn't say it wasn't done. It was not presented if it was finished, so I didn't hear. It just said they were still waiting on it. One thing that when we're talking about appraisals, we'll switch over to the jail property that they're discussing. They did go ahead and order that second appraisal for that property, that 80-some acres there on Fullerton Pike. They did go ahead and sign the documents for that to be ordered through Dollar Shite and Company, which was, I think, is so strange because Dollar Shite, his name was Randy Shite at the time, came to work for us when I worked in an appraisal firm back in decades ago. So to me, he's still that young lad that came to work for us there, and now he has his own very large business. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
If you stick around long enough, you get to know a whole lot of people. That's
Kids, grandkids, the whole nine yards.
Right. But the reason why I suggest that is that we really need to have a better idea exactly of what those appraisals going to say, so that we'll know that the document that we're going to sign on, I believe it's the 13th, will be correct, having to do with the purchase of that property.
We know that appraisal will be back in less than 2 weeks then. That's what you're telling me. So I can put a time.
Well, I hope so. Don't think we should sign something we don't. But anyway, let me just get right on to something real, real important. Really, the county council's job is to do our annual budgets. And we are getting ready to do that annual budget. We used to call it budget hearings. Now they're called work sessions, whatever you want to call them. And the first presentation starts on the 7th. Now, we still don't have the budget. We don't have the department's budgets because this is, I mean, we're the ones that have to vote on it, but we don't have the numbers.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
I listened to one of our conversations back from 2017 between you and I on WGCL, and I had the same concern. We were getting ready to go into budget hearings with no information.
That's why I'm laughing, because it's Groundhog Day. I've heard this story before, too. Every so often we run into this problem. We know it's this time every year, but what are we waiting for?
Well, they have a new system that I think once they get that figured out, it will go a lot smoother. But the departments actually fill out the request, and then they're supposed to have them turned into the office, and then the office is supposed to be reviewing to make sure, well, I guess a lot of the FICA and the PERF numbers were all messed up, and so they're trying to work that out, and until they get that worked out, they can't turn that into Gateway, and when they get that turned into Gateway, the part that's controlled by the state, then the state's will use all those numbers, and it will automatically turn into what is called a 4B, the financial statement for us. But until they do that, they really won't have the budget numbers. They're just going to be entering from what is called LAL, and they'll have to enter all that into Gateway, which they had hoped to have done, you know, a week ago, but not done, because they're still working on these errors. And then they're hoping to get it done. They said maybe tomorrow, but at least by the end of the week. Well, the end of the week.
Labor Day weekend.
You know. Yeah, there's the holiday. We don't even have time for us to have another little gathering to say, well, what should we be doing? Now, you know, I feel bad for them because I know they don't like all the stress toward the end either. But at the bottom line is they don't have to vote on this. We do. And so it's really, really tough. So I don't know how we get them started earlier, but I think we've just got to leave everything else off the agenda, and until we get this done, instead of having all these other things going on. One of the latest things that we were given was that a report saying, here's a suggestion about how to no longer have longevity or to phase out longevity or something. Well, we haven't even discussed that with the people, employees. So that's, nor have we discussed it in any work session, you know, recently. This was something that was talked about a year ago. So, I mean, I appreciate the suggestions, but why are we getting it now?
I'm with you. I don't.
Right, and I kept saying, where is the per diem money? I kept asking. I couldn't find it on the form. We just talked about it last year. Finally today, the commissioners approved a transfer because it wasn't being included in the general fund as far as cash. It was just sitting over there. It was $1,600,000+.
$1 million here, $1 million there. What the heck?
And nobody's noticing it, that the cash isn't where it ought to be or whatever. And we've got to talk about this $1 million that the highway department wanted for paving. And so I looked up what we were allowed to do. I don't remember I talked with you about this last week or not, but what we are allowed to do is to use our rainy day fund money for our community crossings grant dollars.
Yes.
If we do that, and we don't, and the state's already proved that we can do that, then we don't have to leave that over in the highway fund. That way, the highway fund would free up that money to use for paving. And this is what I suggested more than a week ago, and I don't see anything where that's being changed. But the state has already told us that we cannot use general fund money for highway until they have spent down all of these other dollars before they get down to general fund. So we've never done it before. And that's the reason. I always thought there was a rule, and guess what? There is a rule.
There's always a rule.
So far, we're having a grand time.
Oh,
are
my goodness!
Fun?
That's why we talk to you every week. Because imagine if we had this conversation once a month and all the things that we'd have to get to in 20 minutes, we'd never get to any of them. So
and there's this huge dollars amount setting out there with the economic development income tax that the county commissioners have got to put together this plan thing that has to go be turned in before we can access any of that money. So is any of that budgeted? I don't know. I haven't been able to see any budgets.
Well, that's where we are, right? That's where we're...
Yeah, so I'm sad to say, I will tell you as much as I can find out.
Well, I don't know where else I'd get the information, so thank you. And we'll do it again next Wednesday. I hope you have a great Labor Day weekend. You put on your list for next time the Monroe County Fall Festival. That's coming down the pipe as well, so I don't want people to forget about that or not hear about that. But, yeah, you let me know when you get information, Marty, and we'll pass it on. Again,
right.
Whether I like the information or not is irrelevant. The information needs to get out there.
Okay, I just want to interrupt this just a moment. Our meetings start at 5 o'clock, so you and I are going to have a quick conversation for the next, two Wednesdays.
You got it. We will do it.
Okay.
We'll go as fast as you need so you can get to your meetings if you have anything. If you don't have anything to study right now, so I guess it doesn't matter. So
yeah, it wasn't today. Oh, I've been studying all day, but I finally took my dog out so that she wouldn't bite me. So
well, that's a good deal. Okay. That's a fair reward there. All right. Everybody's happy, kind of. Great job, Marty.
Okay.
We'll hear from you next week. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, and we'll do it again next Wednesday.
Okay, great. Bye.